Blog Talk Radio.
Castles burning, fire, someone is turning, and you
Hello.
Yeah, it's
Hello?
Me.
Hi, can you hear?
I can hear you. Yes, I can.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
I thought I should call in and let you know that I could hear you. I don't know what's going on with Woody.
Okay, we're not going to worry about Woody.
You are a little broken up. Are you using a cell phone?
No, I called in from Skype on my computer. Okay, and I don't want to hang up and call in from my landline because I'm afraid of disconnecting the show.
I see. Well, I'm hearing you. There's a little break here and there, but I would just go on with the show.
Okay, well, I'm going to say greetings from the resistance and keep it up for as long as I can. Go back to
Well, you're doing fine. Just go on with your show.
All right, I will. All right, have a good afternoon, Glenn.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Are you blending? All right, well, I don't know if Glenn hung up or not. She did. All right, she can hear, so we're going to go on no matter what is up with Woody. And I'm excited today. Did I hear you, Woody?
I'm hearing a cacophony of sounds of echoes and...
All right, well, if you want to call back from landline, that would be great. But if you can't, I understand. And I'm going to continue on for as long as I can.
I wish there were some way I could get to you.
Okay. All right, no worries. I'm going to hang up.
I don't know how many minutes I got. I'll give it a try.
All right, but don't worry about that right now. And I'll talk to you in a little while. I'm going to go for a little bit. I'm hanging up, Woody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy. I'm hanging up on Woody. I guess. Maybe I have to wait till he hangs up. Oh, there we go. All right. It is 10 after 1, sort of. We are here in New York City because I'm assuming somebody's there, but anyhow. This morning at my house here is, we call it Menopausal Stoners World Headquarters because that's how I think of my house. And there's a fellow sitting here. His name is Punk Patriot. And I think that name is online. We all have real names, but it's funny about using a real name on the internet. Sometimes Dennis Raynor is coming soon to get the film of the, well, it's not really film, it's the footage, the digital footage of last night's General Assembly meeting down in Zuccotti Park. And Buck was down there, and he's on a committee. He left this morning, so be on the committee. I forgot what it's called. It's to work on a national presence. And we're talking about civics class stuff. It's really cool because there are mechanisms in our Constitution as it exists for us to assert our rights to be heard against corporations. And if there's anything that people are wondering about Occupy Wall Street and you hear about how we're socialists or whatever, that's, some people are, and that's all good, but a lot of us are not opposed to capitalism, and in fact, many are living and comfortably through capitalistic pursuits as they exist in America today. But the thing is that corporations are not people, and also, when they are people, their lives are changing. And corporations, when they are like Dick Cheney, I just have to pause because they're so awful. And what I get reminded of is this movie called Fern Gully. And there was a big black polluting, soft the earth, every element of the earth, oil thing at Kyoto Rainforest in Portugal Valley, or almost did. It's on Kyoto that I watched it, because I watched it with a kid when he was little. And but that's what corporations do. That's bleed the earth dry, all its elements, or enrich their own selves. They don't really look at it that way, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to waste my time on what Dick Cheney thinks about what he's doing to the planet. I think that Dick Cheney and the planet, you can see in the Gulf of Mexico because of Halliburton. And it's no accident that Halliburton and their friends fought off the Gulf of Mexico and also Iraq and stuff, because that is war, and war and corporations go together too. So anyway, down in Zuccotti Park, they are exploring, the occupation is developing a way to have a way to have, I think, what is that? Are you back?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, I can hear you.
Well, I hear you okay, but it's still breaking up a little bit. I'm calling out on my landline, but it's still breaking up on your end, not on mine, apparently.
Do you have anything to say about the corporate spirit as represented by Halliburton, the Gulf of Mexico, BC, disaster, bullshit, the pipeline, Fujikiyama, just what it means in your head when you are a corporate person?
Well, it's hard, that's a very broad-ranging question. I don't know whether my opinion is particularly useful because I'm not an economist, but it seems to me that the corporate state is unsustainable. We're learning that as we go along.
Okay, now listen, I know about that. What I want to talk about is a list of TV media.
I'm sorry?
You know how it comes across in the media.
Well,
I
don't know if this is exactly what you're asking me, Trish, because I can't really, I'm not hearing your questions very clearly, but as I understand the situation, approximately 30 years ago, a little before, back in the mid-70s approximately, the corporations looked around and saw the media as cash cows and started to acquire them as quickly and as thoroughly as possible, and they've become nothing so much now as conduits for people to the eyes of the boardrooms.
My sketch just notified me that McAvoy is online, but that's on his computer at home. That's just it, like, blocked into my Skype. He's not here.
I'm not hearing you. I can't really understand what you're saying.
That's because I didn't say anything.
I feel very kind of awkward about trying to talk to you when I'm not really sure what I'm answering.
I just think that's funny. Do you want to...
Normally, you could just stick a microphone in front of my face and just give me an hour. Talk.
It's weird on the blog talk. But Gwendolyn can hear me even if you can't, and she's doing her thing. So I'm going to keep talking now for a bit. Put the music on, and then I'm going to try to remember what I was thinking about Halliburton, the Gulf of Mexico.
I made about 3 out of 10 syllables of the last sentence you said.
Hang up, because this is confusing.
Bye.
Japan has found the Fukushima nuclear disaster released twice as much radioactive cesium-137 into the atmosphere as Japanese authorities estimated. The Norwegian Institute for Air Research says the amount released was about 42% of the total from Chernobyl, the world's worst nuclear disaster. The study said about a fifth of the cesium fell on land in Japan, while most of the rest fell into the Pacific Ocean. Meanwhile, 100 women from Fukushima have begun a three-day sit-in outside the Tokyo office of Japan's Ministry of Economy, calling for the evacuation of children from areas with high radiation levels and the closing of nuclear power plants in Japan. In campaign news, President Obama is relying on a group of prominent supporters who are active in the lobbying industry to raise millions of dollars for his re-election bid, despite a pledge not to take money from lobbyists. The New York Times reports at least 15 of Obama's bundlers are involved in lobbying for Washington consulting shops or private companies. They've raised more than $5 million so far for the campaign. Bundlers are supporters who contribute their own money to a campaign and solicit it from others. A number of the bundlers have hosted Obama at fundraisers while visiting the White House on policy matters and official business.
So that clip talking about the situation in Japan after the earthquake, and I was thinking about corporations and how they're not people, and the problem is not capitalism, the problem is that corporations have taken over. And I think that when you look at the fact that Scott, the man in Oakland, was up the head with, a bullet, plastic though it may have been, he might have cut his head off, but they destroyed it, they fought with his head. And I'm worried that with this today, but then the girl that was standing next to me called for medical help. The police did not get dopamine and threw a canister instead, which sucks balls. And anyway, some friends are standing around him, carried him to safety. And I saw that film, that girl in her Hernandez County, Oakland, because the trainer was there. So it's up on his Facebook page, for nocureforthat.org, and any dentist is doing his dog mainly, Patriots in the living room, although now he's just to Potty Park talking about the national future of that movement. Because they've all said last month, they developed a way last night to have spokespeople so they can get it together tighter. They're becoming organized by the minute rate that is falling by the mechanisms outlined in our own Constitution, because that's our right. And so they're exercising their First Amendment rights, which I think is cool because civics and social curriculum since Reagan became president. We won't know what Jimmy Carter would have done with it if he had been there, if he was not. And Ronald Reagan was. And then that's when the corporations started working on becoming people, and now they are on the Supreme Court. I don't know if anybody's out there. I'm going to assume they are. I guess it's hard for nobody interrupting me. And what always gets me going about the Supreme Court is that, and especially as it relates to George Bush, the younger, is how Clarence Thomas's wife, Jenny, the teabagger, was George Bush's transition committee. When Clarence Thomas was sitting in a decision, the court made a decision that George Bush be president to begin with. And I learned that from Punk Patriot, and he's from Montana. It's cool because he is excited and enthusiastic about the process in a way that I think older people or more cynical people are not. And So it's exciting that what's happened is that at Zuccotti Park, all these professors have come over from the neighborhood, and like Columbia and NYU, and also in the working in fields where they're at, which and also people from here Square come out to meet with a fellow named Ahmed, who would come over to do a training with them about direct democracy. So what I'm getting at is that while people think that it's just a bunch of hippies in the square, I would say, yes, well, it looks like hippies in the square, but professors and professionals have been addressing the gap in the curriculum, specifically in economics and civics and the relationship of the media to what is going on, to help kids understand their rights. And I think that when younger people are coming to Zuccotti Park, they or any other Occupy across the country or the world, they bring with them an awareness of media and internet that we cannot even understand from our side, because as an older person, okay, as somebody, I grew up with TV, but some people, it was a big deal when the TV came into their home, and as we became isolated or sucked into the box, and the box was always controlled by advertisers, so that the corporations started having an influence with their propaganda back like at Howdy Doody time. And they continue to have influences to this day when you look at shows like Jersey Shore, but also the Koch brothers and Fox News and all of that stuff. And so I don't know, but I'm talked out for a little while, so I am going to put on clip this one about the revolution will be televised or not be. I don't know, but I think I like it.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading the charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Beverly Hillbillies and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Now, that said, there, that it was Gil Scott Heron that the revolution will not be televised. And that is true. And will be distorted by the mainstream media. We have repeatedly seen all day. Anyhow, here is Michael Moore on Keith Olbermann and Better Night on that news.
The Democratic Party problems here on a national scale. You've got 9 Republicans running, all right?
All right.
And, of course, we all laugh, and there's the joke about you can make about each one of them. And we know that our fellow Americans, at the end of the day, they're not going to go in the voting booth and vote for crazy. Even though they might be upset at Obama, they're not going to go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it begs the question, then, if this is the party of the rich, the Republicans, if this is the party of wealth in Wall Street, the party that brought about the crash of 08, why aren't the wealthy making sure they have a Republican that's running that's going to win? It doesn't look like they're concerned at all about making sure they've got their man on the Republican ticket, unless they believe they've got their man on the Democratic Party ticket. And if that's the case, okay, well, then we're in for a longer haul than just igloos in the winter here in Manhattan.
That was Michael Moore talking to Keith Olbermann the other night, and I think it's nice the way he so in such a stated way called Obama the Republican that he is, which in my mind just illustrates that whoever is the president is a corporate in person, so a Republican. Doesn't matter. This is beyond politics. It's about corporations and or beyond partisan affiliation. Certainly, representatives are still fucked that way because they've been bought. It's obvious. And so, anyway, that all brings us to Obama at the fundraiser the other night across the bay from that Marine named Scott who shot in a hospital in a drug-induced coma. He was asserting his First Amendment rights, but he got shot instead. But, you know, as a Marine, which I think just goes to show that when people who have taken back to this country are getting shot by this country, things are fucked up. So that's a shame. That's what it is. But Michael Moore said it's going to be longer than just the winter. And here it starts to snow in New York. It's been snowing for a while. It's snowing. And it makes it damp. But in my mind, it's better because the temperature is warmer. Because it's more like 34. It's not 28. It's not 15. Sometimes it gets cold, especially if there's I think that when the Occupy Wall Street, one thing Americans like to see, talking about Americans on TV and the story, and I think that now we have got a full story happening down at Occupy Wall Street, wherever we are in the country or the world, and the story is taking off and is developing. The characters are in, and they're kind of like, I mean, it's a long thing. Lord of the Rings takes three books anyway, four if you count The Hobbit. And it's looking at it from the standpoint of story, that brings us back to, you know, Star Wars and other myths. Well, we're in a mythological place right now. We're developing our story. And as this Occupy Wall Street, Street in New York, occupied Ground Zero, is all I like to think of it. And so far, this is that corner's Ground Zero. I just think of Joe and our standing for our principles in much the same way as Mr. Smith did when Jimmy Stewart went to Washington. And that's what happens in story, and we're in one. I don't care if it sounds like a fairy tale. That's what Americans like when they stand up for their spirit. Like, it's funny, like in goofy movies, you even like the Bad News Bears. So as much as we are creatures are in shape and molded by propaganda as perpetrated by popular culture on our televisions and our living rooms. Now we also have a chance to be we suck that up as story because of color as we were enculturated through the TV. So it's like well, it's just a moment. Even like Miracle on 34th Street and all those other movies that are part of our spirit. I don't know. I think they resonate in a corny way because they do touch on some of our cornier feelings, like in Hallmark cards. And anyway, it's just cool because punk is mad. People from Palestine down here, a girl from Palestine who got that. When you hug heart to heart, so be sure with your heart. Every time you give somebody a hug, you should give them a hug as much as you can, especially as well as the occupation. Even like passing the peace, I would say stop it. Don't just shake hands. Put your heart to your heart so you're that close, because what is the cool thing now is human connection. And that comes back to corporations aren't people. Corporations aren't human. And even if the corporations have humans in them, like Dick Cheney is a human, so he's a human spirit. You know, he is like, I don't even know if he can be as Scrooge in the end or Darth Vader when he takes off his helmet and rejoins the human race. That remains to be seen. And so far, all he's done is destroy the planet everybody he can, especially this week with fracking. And I mean, not fracking, I mean that Keystone Pipeline, but the fracking is all. So it's all happening. And so we have this whole vortex just spinning around, and how can you have anything but it's like the tornado coming to hit Dorothy's house, you know, in Wizard of Oz. It's another story, I know, but good for Saturday, and we look at all things. And I think it's a large part of who we are, and fairy tale, but reality, and thinking about that. Just in terms like the hero's journey and Joseph Campbell, and we're crossing into new territory here, and it's really new territory because of the horizontal nature of the movement as opposed to this top-down vertical structure. That called anarchy. I don't really know what anarchy is or an anarchist is. Hey, somebody's called in. Answer the phone. Who is that?
Hi, is that me?
Oh, no, but I can hear you. Are you an AR?
My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi.
How are you today?
Wondering online here on online radio, like talking to myself, I'm so glad to call. What do you have to say?
Are you at Wall Street or interacting with them?
Well, I'm uptown in my apartment now, but Wall Street is downtown.
You're in New York then?
Yeah, I've been down there a few times.
All right, because I'm from New York originally, and I'm trying to get information to the Occupy movement globally. I'm a disabled senior citizen. I don't have, I don't use email.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, let me.
But there is information on the internet that I would appreciate your taking a look at, and then if you keep my phone number and call me anytime, perhaps I can pass along intelligence to help the movement progress.
Yeah, well, do you want me to take down a message right now? Because what if they can hear?
Sure, that would be terrific.
I've got my little pen.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. I have an echo, so
well, you know, it's an imperfect technology. I can take on your number, but I don't know if I want you unless I know what you want to say.
Oh, most definitely, yes. My number is area code 804-79.
I'm looking at it. What I'm saying is that I want to know what you have to say now.
I'd like to give a blog that is on the internet. On this blog is actually a letter from President Obama to me related to the economy. That letter was dated July 7th, 2009. I responded to the letter, and I followed up numerous times without one word back from the administration. In my letter of response, I told the president that I have no risk strategies that are actually a strategic intelligent enhancement that will allow us at will to expand and diversify to an unlimited degree in any field and create jobs and opportunities at the same time. It's totally transparent, highly ethical, and moral. Maybe that's why I'm not getting any response from Washington.
I would think that you don't typically look for transparent, ethical, and moral things. What is the name?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why I'm standing in my truth. Also, if you Google my name, Q-H-U-G-H, a last name, Paulson, like Tom, R-A-U-L, S-E-N, that will pull up things on the internet. That's for an article entitled America's New Transformational Economy. And there's an 18-page PDF file attached to that. And some of those items could be of interest. There's actually a letter from the Carter administration to me from 1977 and other interest information.
So is this what you've been collecting on your own?
I'm sorry?
So you collected all this information on your own?
Well, yes. I'm standing in my truth. It's information that has been accumulated over a lifetime. And I've had many bizarre experiences, which include UFO, paranormal, and near-death. And I'm not afraid to talk about them. I have no fear. That's part of the thing that I'm trying to get people to understand and face their fears and just put love in their hearts. Love is the bottom line in everything. Unconditional love. You'll see on the blog a picture of my Earth Angel wife who blessed me a 35 and a half marriage before she passed on in January of 2007. And she taught me the most important lesson we're all here learning, unconditional love. So I know there's many different factions and many different things on Wall Street. There has to be one or two main themes to be coming to the forefront. And if I give my mission and vision, perhaps that may come to the forefront. My vision and mission is bringing spirituality into global economics and combining that with unconditional love.
Well, you know, Hugh, I think that one thing you'll be glad to hear is no matter what practical theories are being discussed down there at Wall Street, everybody's coming from a place of love. I think great love is driving this whole movement. So, and a return, like I say, morality in economic system and government. That's what Peter Harvey talks about. Maybe the question from your direction, me from mine, others from there, but they're all, I think they are connecting in love. I think love is driving.
That's wonderful to hear, and I have different things that perhaps bring it to raise the consciousness level more. And unfortunately, I'm having a difficult time listening because you're picking up quite a bit. I do hope that you will follow up with me with a telephone call.
Okay.
And I'll let you get on with.
I'll start your blog because your answer. You just say if you Google Hugh Crossan, we can find you.
Yes, but again, there's an email on the blog that wouldn't come to me, so my phone number is listed. So,
okay, what's the name of your blog?
You can ask. You can give the phone number out. What I'm most interested in is getting investigative reporters to help interact with me and bring out all of the experiences that I've had and to show where I'm coming from.
Okay.
And also, I want to interject one thing to show alternatives that are available. I have a friend who's a writing candidate for president. His site is lightparty, lightparty.com. You might take a look at that.
I would love to. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you very much. And
bye.
Good job, everyone, and just be safe and cooperate with all the authorities. Don't put yourself in jeopardy, and don't let the agitators police club on you.
I don't think we're cooperating. I think cooperating, but yeah, stay safe. Stay safe is good. See you later. Bye. So that was. Okay, so that's when Jill connected. But she okay. What I was saying. No, it happened on my computer. Okay. I might have disabled that. So I'm going to like every now and then this window is sliding off because of the touch screen. But it says I'm connected, so I'm assuming I am. Last time I tried to do this show, if something weird may happen with my telephone connection during this time of the weekend that I don't have to put notice. Really, I don't have anything to say, so I'm going to try to play another. A clip. I'm going to play this one because I just thought it was over a minute reading that document from the General Assembly a couple of weeks ago.
Jolly Mulaney, a reporter of the New York Daily News, has tweeted at this hour that police are indeed pepper spraying and arresting Occupy Wall Street protesters on Wall Street. Additionally, I can see protesters in Kettled area on Wall and Broadway doing jazz hands in air. Additionally, we had told you earlier from Ryan Devereaux of Democracy Now, who's on the program earlier in the week, that he reports from Broadway and Wall Street. Protesters attempted to enter the Wall Street area after the basically 12-block march from Foley Square back to Zuccotti Park via City Hall, that police pushed back. Fights ensued, random pepper spraying into that crowd that tried to occupy Wall Street, literally to get onto Wall Street. Police on horseback came out, more police showed up, arrests were made. Ryan Devereaux said he personally saw at least 20 people arrested, obviously nothing close to the 700 at Brooklyn Bridge on Saturday, but barricades were knocked down, so after an extraordinarily peaceful and accomplished-filled day, the Occupy Wall Street protesters, as night falls in New York, it's an entirely different scene, and we're going to continue to provide you with details as they come into us here at the control desk. For the whole of the time that the Occupy Wall Street protesters have been making their case for a sea change in the way we Americans permit big business to draw, order, and circumscribe our lives. Media too corrupt or too dense to understand anything more complicated than whether the blonde is missing or the verdict is guilty have parroted what do they want, what is their catchphrase. In our third story, it is not a catchphrase, but it is a declaration of what they want. That the document, which I will read in full in a moment, is not a list of laws to be repealed nor politicians to be elected, may only confuse the precocious ninth graders, now passing for TV anchor newsmen these days, but the absence of the kind of painted footsteps with which they used to mark the floors of dance instruction studios is, in a way, breathtaking. The 2x4 that Errol Lewis described. It implies that there is so much to change, that such a tipping point has been reached, that some easy-to-apply band-aids just are not going to be enough. And it implies that the commentators and politicians and moneyed interests that do not come to understand the scope of what must change will be without influence and without power before they realize that the change has happened. So with that as preamble, here is, formally and finally, what Occupy Wall Street says and wants. It is, in essence, their special comment. As we gather together in solidarity to express a feeling of mass injustice, we must not lose sight of what brought us together. We write so that all people who feel wronged by the corporate forces of the world can know that we are your allies. As one people, united, we acknowledge the reality that the future of the human race requires the cooperation of its members, that our system must protect our rights, and upon corruption of that system, it is up to the individuals to protect their own rights and those of their neighbors. That the democratic government derives its just power from the people, but corporations do not seek consent to extract wealth from the people and the earth, and that no true democracy is attainable when the process is determined by economic power. We come to you at a time when corporations, which place profit over people, self-interest over justice, and oppression over equality, run our governments. We have peaceably assembled here, as is our right, to let these facts be known. They have taken our houses through an illegal foreclosure process, despite not having the original mortgage. They have taken bailouts from taxpayers with impunity and continue to give executives exorbitant bonuses. They have perpetuated inequality and discrimination in workplaces based on age, the color of one's skin, sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation. They have poisoned the food supply through negligence and undermined the farming system through monopolization. They have profited off the torture, confinement, and cruel treatment of countless animals and actively hide these practices. They have continuously sought to strip employees of the right to negotiate for better pay and safer working conditions. They have held students hostage with tens of thousands of dollars of debt on education, which is itself a human right. They have consistently outsourced labor and used that outsourcing as leverage to cut workers' health care and pay. They have influenced the courts to achieve the same rights as people with none of the culpability or responsibility. They have spent millions of dollars on legal teams that look for ways to get them out of contracts in regards to health insurance. They have sold our privacy as a commodity. They have used the military and police force to prevent freedom of the press. They have deliberately declined to recall faulty products, endangering lives in pursuit of profit. They determine economic policy, despite the catastrophic failures their policies have produced and continue to produce. They have donated large sums of money to politicians who are responsible for regulating them. They continue to block alternate forms of energy to keep us dependent on oil. They continue to block generic forms of medicine that could save people's lives or provide relief in order to protect investments that have already turned a substantial profit. They have purposely covered up oil spills, accidents, faulty bookkeeping, and inactive ingredients in pursuit of profit. They purposefully kept people misinformed and fearful through their control of the media. They have accepted private contracts to murder prisoners, even when presented with serious doubts about their guilt. They have perpetuated colonialism at home and abroad. They have participated in the torture and murder of innocent civilians overseas. They continue to create weapons of mass destruction in order to receive government contracts. To the people of the world, we, the New York City General Assembly, occupying Wall Street and Liberty Square, urge you to assert your power. Exercise your right to peaceably assemble, occupy public space, create a process to address the problems we face, and generate solutions accessible to everyone. To all communities that take action and form groups in the spirit of direct democracy, we offer support, documentation, and all the resources at our disposal. Join us and make your voices heard. The statement issued from Zuccotti Park by the General Assembly at Occupy Wall Street.
So that's Keith Olbermann reading the document that came out of Occupy Wall Street a couple of weeks ago from the General Assembly. And now what strikes me today is how it's really like a living example of their writing their paper there. And it's history as opposed to, I mean, history on things, like in history class and going through the process. And we've seen that the process laid out by the rich people keeps us oppressed. And as the snow falls here in New York, I am reminded that, you know, King George sort of said things like, those rebels will be squashed. And guy who wanted to stay the boy said that to George Washington about Valley Forge, that they'll never get through the winter, the rebels. And I think this is the that in 1776 and on that historical time, and even before that, is being manifested today. At ground zero, it's the human spirit, and it stays forever, no matter where, and no matter how hard the oppressors, and because you know they were oppressors back in the Gilded Age. It's all Robert Barons and Gould who said he could hire the working class to kill off the other half, and it's the divide that stuff we see coming from the people and from the politicians and from the rhetoric. Is keep us divided. But more and more are coming to this side, even though it may be a little scary at first, because it is the resistance. Is the revolution, or in my mind, the evolution. And we are here at year zero with it going under, or like some kind of stuck in time. Kurt Vonnegut and Billy Pilgrim is we have opportunity as we are unstuck time here to change the direction. And I see there's a little over 7 minutes left, and all I wanted to do was make it for an hour, and that's what I'm going to do. But it is the same struggle. It's the struggle of the human spirit, slavery, which existed through apartheid. And, you know, Occupy Wall Street often says to people at the end of their messages, where they're standing up downtown or in a minute, is join us. And standing up, we often say, I love you. And many people love that, especially in places like, all of this could be dangerous, and you never know when the cops are going to lose their shit, and do that sometimes. I'm glad everybody's been okay so far, that everybody needs to be aware that that happened and know what to do in case of emergency. Help each other when it comes to what to do. But the document was still makes me faithful and believe it's so that we will persevere, and we will get through this winter, and we will get to the spring again. And if it's a global spring this time, it started in the Arab Spring, now winter of our discontent here in New York, as we enter the winter chapter. But the documents that they have, I just give them an A, okay? I'm thinking as an educator now, and as physics has been left out of the curriculum, as well as arts and critical thinking, and all of the things that go into creating the democracy. And Billy Talen was actually talking about that this morning, too, and he said, peace, Olivia, this morning on Facebook, because we will get through this winter, and it's only weather. And birth, I think, if you want to speak metaphorically, as I always do, I think the earth is with us, and the earth is needing to be healed, and we can do the work. And the earth will survive. I'm not so, you know, voila before things are really better. And that's why, you know, it could take a couple generations, certainly fighting against the robber bear, the same guys from the 100 years ago and 200 years ago with King George and whatever they, whoever it was, that's the name of Maria Donat and all that stuff. I mean, this is a long thing. I think that sounds like a stoner in high school, just learn it too, and it's nice to see it growing down in Ducati Park and around the world, and it's, you know, as it was in the beginning, and all the stuff, we're moving forward, and I can't quite make it. I can almost make it to an hour now. If I get this clip on, which went up here from a while ago, and all I have to say about that is stay safe out there and, you know, carry on. Coming together in a civil rights march day at noon. Hopefully I'll know more about that tomorrow when it's on. At her usual time, Security Monsters. This is a production of Roundtree7.com. That's Roundtree7, the number 7.com, where we all write. And sometimes we come in and make it more immediate, which is kind of a rush. And that's what Gwen does all the time at Here Be Monsters. Just log on and find out. I think the next show is at 7 o'clock tomorrow.